Across the border in Lebanon, people feel almost as strongly about basketball as they do here in the States. But divisions there between Sunnis, Shia, and Christians can turn the basketball court into another venue for sectarian conflict. One non-governmental organization is hoping to harness the Lebanese passion for the game to make some long-lasting changes. Shireen Meraji reports.
The bleachers at Michelle Mir Stadium are packed with rowdy fans. Hundreds more bang on the doors trying to force their way inside. The two best basketball teams in Lebanon are playing tonight. Al Riyadi against the Blue Stars. Professional basketball games in Lebanon are more like dueling political rallies separated by a wood floor and two hoops. The teams are divided by religious sect. Al Riyadi represents the Sunni Muslims in Lebanon. On the other side are the Blue Stars, a mostly Christian club. 17-year-old Jad Alashi is there to root for them.
It's always Riyadi and the next best team. There's always a fight.
Why is that?
Probably reflects the politics in Lebanon. Like, in politics, they all fight. So at the beginning, they start like chanting their political sides. I don't know how to say it. Like, okay, they support the political sides, not the basketball teams.
Lebanon is often embroiled in political crisis. But many say this one is the worst since the long civil war ended in 1990. It has opened up old wounds and aggravated sectarian tensions. So one Danish NGO is using basketball's popularity in Lebanon in a bid to change that. The NGO calls itself GAME. Every Saturday, GAME holds free basketball workshops for kids from different neighborhoods in and around Beirut. It's a four-month program ending with a tournament. Unlike their professional counterparts, these young teams are integrated with boys and girls from different religions and sects. The games are played on a court next to the Tariq al-Jadide neighborhood, where just a few months back, deadly violence broke out between Sunni and Shia youth. Game coach Rabia Hamoush says the sectarian problems today remind him of the 70s, right before the Civil War. Playing basketball, he hopes, will teach these kids to live together without killing each other.
This is the second week for us, and there's no tension. There's just enjoying, and they're playing basketball just like small brothers.
During a break before a scrimmage, 16-year-old Haitham Ghazir and his friends crowd the mic, eager to talk about basketball and politics.
We must live in a country that everyone loves each other, doesn't think that this is a Muslim, this is a Christian, that likes Iran, that's like America. It's not a good idea. The country must go on as a one team, not different teams in politics.
Layup drills and pickup games might not be enough to unite Sunni and Shiite youth. Just outside the court, 14-year-old Ali Rashid, a camp participant from Tariq al-Jadide, says Lebanon should not be one big, happy, multi-religious family.
They doesn't want any Shia to be in Lebanon.
Okay, so are there any Shia out here on the basketball court?
ما كن هون بقلب الجيم حيلا الشيعة.
إذا معنا نقتله.
If there is any Shia here with them, they will kill him.
Rashid runs his thumb across his throat, not knowing that Fatima Rita, the translator, is a Shiite, along with half a dozen boys he was just running drills with. Fatima shakes her head, looks away from the boys and whispers, "This is what I hate about my country." For NPR News, I'm Shireen Meraji.
For photos and more interviews with the kids from the basketball camp, you can go to our website, npr.org.
Hey, you've got an iPod, but you don't know what to listen to next? Try Day to Day. Yes, we are now a podcast, and you can download us at npr.org or iTunes.